Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shir. We are talking about Osek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. And we mamish saw neflos mitoras Hashem. We discussed the machlokas rishonim about whether Osek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah is only applies k'sheyivatel ha-mitzvah she'osek ba im yaseh ha-acheres. It only applies when you're going to be mevatel the mitzvah A, in order to be mekayim mitzvah B. Then we say also mitzvah, but if you're not, then do both. That's shitas hatosus, shitas haran, shitas har zeruah, is that no, that even if you could do mitzvah B without being mevatel mitzvah A, we still say also mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. And we are ma'arich to explain that the shita of tosus is that when you have a when you're involved in one mitzvah, we say that there's a chalos p'tur on the second mitzvah. According to the Ran, both mitzvahs still exist. It's still officially a chiv on mitzvah B, but you don't have to fulfill it l'maisa because you're involved in mitzvah A, and we explained at great length this machlokas, about over 15 minutes worth. Usually our shiurim don't go that long, and this year, Mir Tashem will not. But brevity is the call of the day. We live in a generation where people like things short, sweet, and to the point. So we will now continue on this line of thought based on this machlokas. And again, this Torah is based on the chidushim of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Hagon Hagadol, Rabbi David Yitzchak Manzatzal. So this chakira, whether a person is pater from the mitzvah itself, or just from being involved in the mitzvah, is the chalos p'tur on the etzem mitzvah, or that there isn't, but he just doesn't have to do the mitzvah, he doesn't have to be osik in the mitzvah, is really a machlokas achronim. We read it into the Rishonim, it seems also to be a machlokas achronim. Das hataz, ba'or ha-chaim, simen kuf ches, si'iv katan aleph, uvi yoredeya shin mem aleph, si'iv katan hey, is, and this shir, by the way, should be, usually when I give a series, I usually say, and whose merit in the first one, and I generally don't say in the future ones. All goes back, harks back to the first one, but I want to make a special note since the whole world is bepachad ubehola over coronavirus. So this should be to bring the entire world to Yeshua. It should be a schus, schus hatara. So the opinion of the Taz in the addresses we mentioned is that osek, that Osek b'mitzvah, let's say you're involved in a mitzvah, and you're pater from tefillah. The person's a doctor, he's treating his coronavirus patient. He's osek b'mitzvah, so he's pater from tefillah. Does he have to afterwards be mashlim? And the next time, does he have to say two tefillahs? And the answer is, says the Taz, yes. D'chayv achakach lahashlim. D'chayv b'chol anos, he's anos. So he has to be mashlim the tefillah. And it's not similar to Yoredeya about an Onein, that he doesn't have to be mashlim. If a person's baninos after a relative dies, and he's patur mitfila, patur mitzvahs until the kvura, so with the tefillahs he misses, he doesn't have to make up. There, he's mamish patur. So he doesn't have to make it up. But if a person's osek b'mitzvah, it's not mamish patur, not that the other tefillah, that this tefillah that he wants to daven, that he's supposed to daven now, doesn't exist, that it's totally knocked out of the box. No, it's still there. He's just patur l'maisa because he's busy with the mitzvah. So he has to be mashlim. Ad kan das moreinu hataz. However, the jerisha and yoredeya, sham, shin mem aleph, sif katan gimel, the shach there, nekudas hakesef, argues. They argue. And the Shach says, "V'lo dami la anus la anas shechayev min hadin, ela mishum da anas hu pater p'tur, avol kishloy chayev klal min hadin ke osek b'tzarchei tzibur she osek b'mitzvah ain't tzarich tashlum." Asserts the Shach, we can't compare it to an anus who meikar hadin is chayev, but because l'maisi he can't fulfill the mitzvah, he's pater. This is not such a case. Then you would need tashlumen. But in our case, when you're osek b'mitzvah, that means you're not chayiv at all. It gives the example of osek b'tzarchei tzibur. somebody is busy with the needs of the community, he's not chayiv in mitzvahs at that time. So the other mitzvahs, it's mamash a p'tur gamra from the mitzvah. Memela, if he's patur legamri, what tashlumin? Tashlumin's a makeup. You only need a makeup if you missed it. You didn't miss it. Ayin sham b'divrei hashach. Ve'enu ogen Avraham b'simit tzadikim osif katan hey. Who writes gam kein tekedas hadrisha v'hashach. And based on what we said, this really is a machlokas rishon. We can trace it back to the Rishonim. It's telling the machlokas tosis in the Ran. The das hatosis, the drisha, the shach, and the mogen Avraham are correct. That it's a complete p'tur from the other mitzvah, from mitzvah B, and therefore no tashlumin would be necessary. Uledas haran, sotku divrei hataz. According to the Ran, the other mitzvah still does exist. And therefore the taz is correct. And who does the halacha, who do we paskin halacha like? Do we paskin like the Ran? Or do we paskin like Tosfos? And the answer is that Moshe Isserlish, in Ar Chaim and Simen Lamed Ches, Siv Ches, paskins like the Ran. So, since we follow the Ran, and the Ran holds that there's not a Ptur Gamor from the other mitzvah, but rather one is still Chayiv, just befoal in practice one cannot fulfill it, but one is still in principle Chayiv. Therefore, v'halacha l'maisa, adin uim ataz, then halacha l'maisa, the taz would be correct. What should one do? If one didn't daven because he was osik in mitzvah, then afterwards he would go and daven again, a tashlumin, because in theory he was, in principle he was chayiv in the first tefillah. He just missed it because osik mitzvah, he couldn't do it, but it's still there. Etzim is still a chiyuv. So memelo, when he comes to the next tefillah, he has to daven twice in order to make it up. Who brings the Prima Gadim, that means somebody who is Avar Vikara Kriya Shema Bishash Asak Bin Mitzvah Yatsi Yedei Chovah So Patur Milikros Kisha Avar Isko Bin Mitzvah. Somebody who read Shema, very interesting to Shaila. Somebody reads Shema when he's Osek Bin Mitzvah, so he's Patur Min HaMitzvah. So Yotze Shema, he's Patur. The answer is Yatsi Yedei Chovah So, and he doesn't have to read it when the Asek finishes. Ayin Shem B'Divrei HaMishnah Berurah. But according to our thesis that we expanded upon in the previous lecture, this would be dependent upon the machlokas that we just mentioned. L'cha'ora, according to the Jerisha, the Shach, and the Magen Avraham, he wouldn't be Yotze, because he's not chayiv b'chlal in the mitzvah. Since he's not chayiv b'chlal in the mitzvah, how can you say that he's Yotze the mitzvah? So this would be not like the Mishnah Berurah. Those Achronim, Jerisha, Shach, Magen, Avraham. He's not Yotze because he's Bechal not Chayiv. But we could say that once he already stops doing Mitzvah A and he's Osek in Mitzvah B, there's no more Ptur. And now he's Chayiv in Mitzvah B. And therefore he's Yotze. Now that's not the reason of the Prima Gadim according to the Mishnah Berurah, but even according to the Svara that there's a Ptur Gamor for Mitzvah B, one stopped doing mitzvah A and started doing mitzvah B, then the Ptur is lost. It's only Ptur as long as he's being involved in mitzvah A. We don't say that because he's involved in mitzvah A, that's it. Mitzvah B doesn't exist even when he stops doing mitzvah A. No. If he does the wrong thing and he stops doing mitzvah A, then he's now going to be chayv in mitzvah B and he's Yotze. So even according to that approach, one might be Yotze, the Mishnah Berurah might be correct, but again, that's not the reason that he gives for the Prima Gadim. But again, the Mishnah Berurah is against the Achronim we mentioned and against Shitas HaTosfos, but it stems very nicely, it dovetails with Das HaRan, that the Ran holds that one is theoretically in principle Chayiv in Mitzvah B, and therefore if one is Osek in Mitzvah A and he stops doing Mitzvah B, which he doesn't have to, but if he does it anyway, then he's Yotze. And the Ramah Paskins like this, so the Mishnah Berurah is saying very good even according to the Ramah. In the Sefer Kovetz Shiurim of Rebbe Chanan of Abasser Osim Emches, he presented this chakira. Im yotzi yedecho vaso ba'osek b'mitzvah. You're osek b'mitzvah patur min ha'mitzvah. Are you yotzi the second mitzvah that you're mekayim? Mishnah Berurah, Siman Tav Reish Mem, Sivkat Lamed Gimel, discusses a chassan v'shoshvina, a chassan and his best men. If his machlokas, they put him in a sukkah or not. So he writes that he should sit and not make a brach ayin sham. And the Yisod HaPtur, afal pi shemidim mitztayr hu, so even though it's midim mitztayr for him to sit in the sukkah, but nevertheless, it's also shayach to the din of osek b'mitzvah, as discussed by the Korban Nisanel in the second parak of sukkah. Parak ches, sif kot and tes. So since they're related, this osek b'mitzvah to the mitztayr, so the Mela, according to the Mishnah Berurah, the name of the Prima Gadim, that holds that there is still a mitzvah, then why should he make a bracha? This chasen and shoshvinav, why shouldn't they make a bracha? Even if they're pater, but still be'etzim, the chiyuv still exists. The frat, that our women make a bracha, even though they're pturas. So let him also make a bracha, even though he's pater. And Gam, based on what we said, that he was mafsik, so then he's chayv in the mitzvah. So the chora, yidezeshi yeshiv b'sukkah, now he's going to be chayv in mitzvah sukkah. Shuvenu mitzvah, v'lam alo yavarech. We have a number of ha'aris in this Mishnah Berurah that yeshiv v'lo yavarech. V'zem avur lehedya, mashakasav haran. Haran says that even though he's putter, and you can do both, nevertheless, meheyos tov, be the best possible guy you can be, and be Mekayim the second mitzvah. And we said, Ramah b'simen lamed chesif ches. So if there's no kiyum mitzvah at all, what meheyos tov is there? Be better. What be better is there? There's no being better. It's perfect just the way you are, being osek in mitzvah one. So it must be, like we said, that according to the Ran, the Ptur, is that you're putter from involving yourself in mitzvah B. But it's not that there's no chiyuv, not that there's no formal obligation. There is a formal obligation. You just don't have to fulfill it. But if you do, then there's a kiyum ha-mitzvah, and therefore do it, meheyos tov, terrific, amish kishma. Or Zeruah writes, or Zeruah we mentioned the previous shir, that legabei tzitzis, the lav hachi, lo shayach din osek b'mitzvah, that by tzitzis, you can't say, we discussed, what about tzitzis, with osek b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah, then why you ever have to do any mitzvah, you're always wearing your tzitzis. So he says that we have a number of answers, but one of them is that tzitzis, it's not shaykh to say osik mitzvah patman mitzvah, the boy lo mechasi klal. But if he wants, he doesn't have to cover himself at all. He doesn't have to wear tzitzis at all. Torah didn't obligate him to wear this garment. Well, if he wears the garment, he has to put on strings. He has to fringe it. No strings attached. No, it is strings attached. But if he doesn't want to wear the garment, he doesn't have to wear the garment. So in such a case, you don't say osik mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. Yiboy lo michasi klal. Mvor mitvarav, shekiyom ha-mitzvah eino poter. So you see from this or Zeruah that being mekayim mitzvah doesn't patur because he's lamais, he's being mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis. But he says if he wants to, he doesn't have to cover himself. He doesn't have to wear this garment. So what then is the p'tur? Rak ha-chiyuv v'achreach ala gavra before alasas hu shapol shen lav chiyuv asiyachir. But rather it's the chiyuv, it's the hechreach, and the gavra befoel to do it, that is what makes that there is no other chiyuv asiyah. It's not pshat that when you're doing a mitzvah that the other mitzvah doesn't exist. No. Nothing to do with whether you're doing a mitzvah. The other mitzvah exists no matter what. Just if you are busy with one mitzvah, then there's no obligation to. Just if there is a chiyuv and a hechrech on the gavra before alasis, if you have to be busy with one mitzvah, so that's poel, that you don't have a chiyuv to do another mitzvah. So here there's no chiyuv, there's no hechrech. So therefore, he doesn't have to. So therefore, there's no p'tur from other mitzvahs. In the Nesivis, Siman Ayin Beis, Sivkot Yotes, he writes, "Legabei gabei tztaka, shenad lo mashkon." You have a gabei tztaka, who takes a mashkon from a person in order to make sure he gives tztaka. So the Gabi Tzedakah is not a Shomer Sachar, because the Pruta do Rav Yosef. Because he's saving the Pruta. When the Ani comes to ask for the money, he can say, no, I'm busy guarding this Mashkan. Why? Because this is only shayach when he is obligated in the mitzvah. Nobody has to be a gabei tzedakah. In Memele, you can't talk about pruta. Rav Yosef, ayin sham and then esidus. The Imri Bina, Arachayim Simin Yud Gimel, Chalkos Yoyov, Kavdi Kashiyaisa, Kushipay Aleph, in a gloss, Achiezer, Chelik Gimel. Simin Vav, Seif Katan Beis, ask on this Sivis from Vitosis and Shavuos, Min Beis and Beis, Divo Masel Shomer Chinam, who write Lehedya, the Gabei Tzedaka, that he's a Shomer Sachar, Bishim Prut to Rav Yosef. And the Sivis asserted that he's not a Shomer Sachar, that's Prut to Rav Yosef, because he's no obligation to be Gabei Tzedaka. But we see in Tosis, not like that. We see the Hedya that Gabei Tzedaka is a Shomer Sachar. So that's the Kasha. However, we could say very simply, I don't know how simple, but we can answer that the reason it's not a Kasha is because Tosis are L'shitasim. Tosis L'shitasim will hold that he's Pater, a Shomer Sachar. Because what patters? The mitzvah. Second you're involved in mitzvah, the second you're doing mitzvah A, there's a kiyum ha-mitzvah, then that patters you for mitzvah B. So he's a gabei tzedakah. He doesn't have to be a gabei tzedakah, but he chooses to be a gabei tzedakah. So that patters him for mitzvah B. So he doesn't have to give the pruta to the ani. And therefore he has a din of shomer sachar. He's making money because, and therefore he has a higher level of shmira because of Prutah de Rav Yosef, because they didn't have to give the Ani the money. So that's Shitas HaTosfos, that doing Mitzvah A removes any obligation to do Mitzvah B. As long as you're doing Mitzvah A, you doesn't have to do Mitzvah B. However, L'divrei Aran and the Or Zeruah, who's on the same team as the Ran over here, and Rama Paskins like them, and Simen Lam Ches Yifches, that what patters a person is that he's asuk, that he's involved in mitzvah A. Since he's involved in mitzvah A, he doesn't have to do mitzvah B. But if he doesn't have to do mitzvah A, if there's no chiyuv v'echrech ala esaskus, then he'd be chayv in mitzvah B. And that would stem nicely with the Nesivus. Nesivus can be following this opinion. The Nesivus says that he's not a Shomer Sachar because there's no Chiyuv to be a Gabei Tzedakah. Since there's no Chiyuv to be a Gabei Tzedakah, you can't say that the Hisaskus with being a Gabei Tzedakah is going to pattern. Because what is Hisaskus? He has no obligation, there's no Hechrech, there's no Chiyuv on the Hisaskus. So therefore, he would have to do Mitzvah B. So the Nesivus would be following the Ran and the Or Zeruah. Why are you Pater? Why are you not considered a Shomer Sachar if you're a Gabei Tzedakah? Because there's no Sachar, because you're not Pater from Prutah d'Rav Yosef. There's no Chiyuv for you to be a Gabei Tzedakah, so since you don't have to be involved in this Hisaskus, it's not pattering you from any other mitzvahs. And this also stems with the Or Zeruah that we saw before, that he says that by tzitzis, there's no din of osek b'mitzvah, because if you want, you don't have to, if you want, you don't even have to cover yourself at all. The Torah didn't obligate you to cover yourself. So he says that it's not the mekayim mitzvah that patters, it's the fact that you have to be osek, that befall you're osek in it. But here he doesn't have to befall, be osek in tzitzis. He doesn't have to wear them in the first place. So therefore, he's chayv in other mitzvahs. That's the approach, Tosis. That's the approach, excuse me, not Tosis. The Or Zeruah, the Ran, and we can put the Nesivus on their team now, that what when you're involved in Mitzvah A, it's the involvement, the fact that you have to be involved in Mitzvah A, that patters you from mitzvah B, whereas lefishita satosis, the very fact that you're mekayim, it doesn't matter whether you have to or not, the very fact that you're mekayim mitzvah A, that already is mechel echalos p'tur and mitzvah B. Maybe we can answer the Tumi of the Imrei Bina there in the Nesivis from Sukkah 26a, the Koisvei HaSfarim, Hain, V'Tagarehem, V'Tagarei Tagarehen, Kulam P'turim Mikriyat Shema. Those who write books of Holy Writ, them and their people who sell it, sellers, they're all pater from Kriyat Shema. Why? Because of Osek B'mitzvah, pater mena mitzvah. So asks the Imrei Bina and the Nesivis. You, the Nesivis, says, if you're not obligated to do something, there's no pater of Osek mitzvah, pater mena mitzvah. And therefore, since there's no obligation to be a Gavei Tzedakah, you're not going to be pater from the Pruta of Rav Yosef, from giving the Pruta to the Yani. And Memeli, you're not going to be a Shomer Sachar. But look at this Gemara, Rabbi Nesivis. Rabbi Nesivis had in his home he's a wealthy man, the Nesivis. He probably had a shas back then. Very few people had shasim today. Go to any firm home, you have four of them. Depends on how many bar mitzvah boys you have in the house, right? Father's shas, he brings into the marriage one or two or three, and then each bar mitzvah boy gets a shas, maybe another one, maybe an art school shas, this shas, shinatim shas. So Nesivis had in his shas Maseches Sukkah. And it says there that Soifrim, people selling Stam, people selling Sefer Torah, Tefillin and Mezuzis, are pater from Shema. Why? Atzasik mitzvah pater min mitzvah. There's no chiyuv to write Tefillin. There's no chiyuv to sell Tefillin. So this will be a kasha on the Or Zeruah we saw about Tzitzis. There's no chiyuv to wear Tzitzis. There's no chiyuv to wear tzitzis, so you're not pater from other mitzvahs. There's no chiyuv to write tefillin, but you are pater from other mitzvahs. Kashan the Nesivis, there's no chiyuv to be a gabbai tzedakah, so he says, memela, you're not pater from other mitzvahs. Here there's no chiyuv to be a sofer, and yet you are pater from other mitzvahs. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. It's not talui in the chiyuv ha-mitzvah, rather it's talui be'isuk ha-muchrach. Shekol shu isuk shel mitzvah, niftar isuk b'mitzvah acheres. Kevin shakopan mitzat parnas muchrachan him l'sasek b'zeh, havalei esek b'muchrach b'dvar mitzvah ha-poiter, ne'esek b'mitzvah acheres, v'yesh l'harich. So maybe this is considered an esek ha-muchrach. What patters you is that you have to be doing it. Here he has to be doing it al parnasus, that's considered having to be doing it. And memela, the sofer tefillin, the sofer stam, and the Tagarem, since they're Muchrach Machmas HaParnasa, that would be constitute a Ptur from other mitzvahs. And Hadvarim Hayu Neflaim. So now Mishas Chus to learn these Torahs, deep Torahs that go on and on. You know, you want to talk about Osek B'mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah, you can write Svarim on it. Today they have a Sefer on almost everything. I don't know if they have a whole Sefer on Osek B'mitzvah, but there could easily be one. So the Rabbanu Shel Olam should just give us the koach, the moach, and the simchas chayim, and the financial means to continue learning this sugya and many others, many, many others, l'lmod u'l'lamed, l'shmor v'la'asot, et kol divrei talmud torato v'ahava, amen v'amen, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.